to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today I am joined by our content editor, Natasha Menifee. Hello, Natasha.
Hello, Mark. We are at session three, in our study of confident in the face of hard questions. And today's question is one I think many people have asked: why do we suffer? So, and there are skeptics who've tried to give an answer for that, and they've dismissed a biblical view of God by saying, if God loves us, he would stop all the suffering, or if God is all powerful and could stop the suffering, but he doesn't, then he must not be a loving God. So this lesson is important, or this session is important, because it reminds us that the Bible is honest about the issue of suffering and assures us of God's sovereignty and his presence in whatever we are facing.
All right. So we may not know why we suffer, but God meets us in our suffering. How does God use suffering in our lives? And here's the first idea: awareness of our needs. Suffering brings awareness of our need. Let's start reading at Job 30, verse number 26. But when I hoped for good, evil came. When I looked for light, darkness came. I am churning within and cannot rest. Days of suffering confront me. I walk about blackened, but not by the sun. I stood in the assembly and cried out for help. I have become a brother to jackals and a companion to ostriches. My sheep, my skin blackens and flakes off, and my bones burn with fever. My lyre is used for mourning, and my flute for the sound of weeping. And so here is Job talking about his circumstance. And one thing that suffering does with us is it helps us to recognize that we are not all sufficient in ourselves, that we can't do everything, that there are some circumstances that are out of our control. And that's what Job is talking about here, all the things that are out of his control. I hoped for good, evil came. I looked for light, darkness came. And then just talks about the many things that are not under his ultimate control. And so suffering helps us to recognize our need for God, or makes us aware of our insufficiency and our greater need. What do you see in here, Natasha?
When I think about the whole thing of awareness, I kept focusing on that. And it talks about right now how Job's life was, it was good, but up until, we get to him being attacked. And he talks about, he had an upright life, a righteous life. He had hoped for good, and he's experiencing right now all the opposite of that. And so for me, it took me back to being aware of not only my need for God and who God is, but also to be aware of where the attack came from with him. And so in these verses, it reminded me that he's under the attack of Satan. It's the direct work of Satan. But even though that's where the attack came from, it came with the permission of God. And because God is still in control, he's able to bring us through. So that awareness of need, being aware that I need God, but also being aware that even though Satan's attacking me, God is still in this. God still is in control. So we can't let our focus so much on the situation, the problem, all that I'm going through without realizing and being aware of the need, not only the need for God, but that it's all under God's sovereign hand as well.
All right. So here's the second point. It increases our understanding. And so let's move to Job 42 and verse number 1. Then Job replied to the Lord, "I know that you can do anything, and no plan of yours can be thwarted. You asked, 'Who is this who conceals my counsel with ignorance?' Surely I spoke about things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know." So this is a helpful, important piece for us because it recognizes that more might be going on than we are aware of. And God is using our suffering at times for his eternal plan and not just for our temporal plan. So you mentioned some of this, Natasha, about Job chapter 1, where Job is successful, everything's going on well in his life, and that Satan says, God says to Satan, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm just, you know, going to and fro, you know, in the earth." And so God offers Job to Satan. He offers Job to Satan and says, you know, do anything you want, just don't kill him. And so Job had no control over that. Job was not in that conversation or aware of the conversation at all. And that is because, and this is just a reminder that God is doing some things that he has not made us privy to, where he has not made us privy to his divine plan in those circumstances. And so we've just got to recognize that God is doing some things. God is, one, sometimes through our suffering, God is encouraging somebody else. Sometimes through our suffering, God is drawing somebody else closer to him. Sometimes through our suffering, God is warning somebody who is about to go in the wrong direction. And so God is doing all kinds of things according to his divine plan. That's what verse number 2 says. "I know that you can do anything and no plan of yours can be thwarted." We've got to recognize that God does ultimately have a plan, right? And so we love Romans 8:28, "On our good days, it's got to work on every day. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose." God has a plan. Jeremiah chapter 29, "I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to do you good and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." You've got to believe like Job that God has a plan in it all and he is working it out. And so we are not privy to all the details of his plan. We may not like the way that this part of God's plan is working out. But what this does, suffering does, is it increases our understanding of God's ultimate plan that is at work around our lives. What are you seeing here, Natasha?
I absolutely agree. Suffering is sometimes the tool that God uses to grow us spiritually and to help us to increase our faith as followers of Christ. And so that suffering, it makes us stronger because it draws us closer to God and we draw strength from him. It deepens our relationship with him because typically when we go through something, we turn to God and we look to his love and his care because we typically don't have anywhere else to go but to God. So the suffering is actually, there's power in suffering. There's one thing for teachers on page 67, Digging Deeper, talks about the power of suffering. That's a great thing to highlight. I also love here how it says that, you know, Job, his eyes were open. He realized he wasn't qualified to judge God. Like you said, we don't always understand or know the reasons why God does what he does. And he said, you know, surely I misspoke about things I don't understand. We don't always understand the why, but we can understand the God behind the suffering, that knowing that he's with us and that he's going to use things to grow us and to grow us spiritually and to transform us into the image of Christ. It makes me think about the verse in Philippians 3:10. My goal is to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, assuming that I will somehow reach the resurrection from among the dead. We like the first part, the power of the resurrection, but we oftentimes don't want the fellowship of the suffering. Suffering, it comes along with the Christian territory. He tells us, in this life, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. So I think we have to shift our view and increase our understanding of God and what he does and the work he does in our life. And it may not always be the way we want it to be, but it's always for our good and to draw us closer to him.
All right. So this is what we know. Suffering makes us aware of our needs. It increases our understanding and it deepens our relationship. So let's read these last verses in Job 42, starting at verse number 4. You said, listen now, and I will speak. When I question you, you will inform me. I had heard reports about you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I reject my words and am sorry for them. I am dust and ashes. And so Job now, it deepened his understanding. And then it also deepens the relationship, right? And so Job now, after hearing all of this and thinking about all of this, he said, look, I had heard about you. So there's something, you know, he has gone to a deeper level in his relationship and in his knowledge of God. I had heard reports about you, but now my eyes have seen you. And this is where many of us are at different places in our lives. I can think about as a younger Christian and hearing the older people talk about God. I had heard about you. Now, as I'm getting older, mine eyes have seen you. So it's one thing to know things about God because the Bible says so. It's something else to have been through some things with God in your life and have a deeper experience with him. And so Job says, look, all that stuff I was saying, all that stuff I was saying, questioning you. And I said, I reject my words and am sorry for them. And then listen to the last one. He says, I'm nothing is what he's saying. I'm really, in this whole scheme of things, he says, I am nothing. I am dust and ashes, he says. Dust and ashes, things that just get blown away with the wind. He says, I am absolutely nothing. And so he recognizes that God is so big, so powerful, so great, his plan so awesome, and for our finite minds, incomprehensible. And so he says, look, I take back everything I said and I'm sorry I said them, because indeed, in the midst of all of this, my concerns where he lost his kids, he lost his business, he lost his health. He said, all of that is nothing compared to what you are doing in the larger scheme of things. I am but dust and ashes. Stop. Take yourself out of the center. You are not the center of the universe. Everything in this universe does not revolve around you and your personal concerns. That's what Job learned. And that's one thing we need to learn too. It deepens our relationship and trust, to trust him in the good times and in the bad times. Natasha, what do you see here?
I absolutely agree. This section just was another reminder for me that, you know, God functions in an arena that is beyond what our minds, our natural minds, can comprehend. So we have to be willing to trust that he's in it all. His hand is in it all, and that he is in control. And when we can do that, and we become like Job, you know, who was I to question anything? And I think the thing for me in these particular verses that stands out is when Job realized he repented. And I think that's something that a practice we need to look at. Some, we suffer and we complain a lot, and then we recognize that this is God and he's in control. But do we ever go back and repent for our grumblings, our complainings, or repent for taking the attention off of God and onto us? So that's one of the things to deepen my relationship with God, to repent and confess of that sin, so there's no blockage there in our fellowship, and understanding that there's reasons that I may never understand in this lifetime about why I went through what I went through, but to be able to trust in my relationship with God, trust in who he is, knowing that his hand is in it all. There's a great discussion question. What are some ways we can focus on our relationship with God when we suffer? So take the focus off of what we're going through and put it on the one who is God of what we're going through. So it's a perspective change that I think Job has highlighted here for me in these sections.
All right. What a great lesson this is going to be. I know this is going to bless somebody's life. So if you are a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on just for a moment, because Natasha is going to give us a powerful 1 minute teaching tip. But I just want to remind everybody, before you jump off, to get your own copy of the U Bible Study curriculum. You can find it at u.lifeway.com. That's y-o-u.lifeway.com. It is our Urban Cultural Forward Bible Study. It comes in paper and digital formats. There's a teacher guide in the back of the book. There are daily devotional pages to keep us engaged in the Word of God every day. And there's a leader's pack available. It aligns with our Bible studies for life, so there's something for everybody. So, Natasha, give us our teaching tip for today.
So today's teaching tip is, before you teach, pray and consider. So first, pray for help. The question of why do we suffer is difficult, and it's sometimes even impossible, an impossible question to answer in most cases. So take time to pray and ask God to assist you with dealing with this topic. Take some quiet time to hear God and hear what he reveals to you. He may direct you to a scripture, verses, or other means to help you successfully teach on the topic of suffering. And then next, consider Job. Our lesson is from a small portion of Job. Read the book of Job. Notice what happened to Job and familiarize yourself with God's response to Job, specifically in Job 38 through 41. And then Job's final conclusion in the verses from our lesson, chapter 42, 1 through 6. Write down some examples which demonstrate how the love, goodness, and sovereignty of God were apparent even in Job's suffering.
All right. Thank you so very much. Join us again for another U Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.